There's so many entrepreneurs who tune into 702, and we really love the stories of your success and how you've built up your business. And we've been quite worried over this period for you that this is going to be a huge setback as we go into lockdown tomorrow. And of course, there's been much talk and some relief that government has been thinking about you too, and that they will be providing for small businesses, not only during the period of this 21-day lockdown, but also while COVID-19 wreaks havoc in general on the global economy. Now, the worry, of course, is that thousands of jobs could be lost. And this SMME relief plan that's come from the Department of Small Business Development has really been welcomed. But we don't have that many details as to how it's going to work and who qualifies for it. So we're hoping to get a bit of clarity on this from Samke Mhlongo now as she joins us. Samke, lovely to have you with us. So give me a sense of this. Who will benefit from any of the new regulations that have been put in place to help small business owners?
Thanks, Joanne. So the regulations or the assistance that has been put in place aim to primarily and as a priority actually help those SMMEs that are especially in manufacturing and in supply of those products that are necessary and needed in this time of the pandemic, you know, healthcare, gloves, masks, whatever the case is. So those have been stated as being priority. And actually any other small business that operates in essential services will be looked at as a priority. But obviously if you're in food and those sort of industries as well, the government did say that they're priority industries. But when I went on the website, it wasn't very clear on which industries will qualify as being placed on priority for the relief packages that have been made available. And remember, the relief packages are financial, which is the debt relief, and also working capital, but also non-financial, which is business growth and resilience facilities, i.e. helping small businesses stay in the supply value chain so that they're still in existence, even with the slowing demand or slowing orders from the rest of their clients.
So Samke, I have to ask you about the bureaucracy around this, because this is something that small businesses have to wade through in general. How easy is it for them to access this?
Well, Joanne, I'm so disappointed to report that the special portal that has been set up, the www.smme.gov.za, which was announced would be live on Tuesday, is actually down at the moment. And when I went through the Department of Small Business Development's Twitter account, I saw numerous people complaining about the fact that the website was down, and then it was back up again, and then it was down again. Certainly, since I've been trying today to go through the process of registering as a small business owner just to see what that process is like, what documentation is required, I haven't had any access. It's been down all day. But the department has issued an email address that you can use if you want to send your details so long to register. And that email address is info@dsbb, so for Department Small Business Development, .gov.za. So if that website is not working, which is smme.gov.za, you can certainly send an email info@dsbb.gov.za in the meantime.
Right, that's very useful news indeed. Tell me this, Samke, because there's been quite a lot of fake news around who qualifies for government's help in regard to SMMEs. Has that been dispelled? Have the myths been dispelled? And is it clear to small business owners who qualifies?
Absolutely. So Minister Khumbudzo Ntshavheni has said that the news that was circulating, especially on social media and on WhatsApp, that businesses need to be 51% Black-owned to qualify is fake news. She stated that the qualifications are your business needs to be 100% South African-owned. It needs to have a minimum of 70% South African employees, and that the entity must be registered and compliant with SARS. Now, we know that she also said that if those entities aren't compliant with SARS, SARS is on hand to help those entities become compliant. She also answered in one of the media briefings and interviews someone that asked a question around entities that are not necessarily South African owned, but have 100% South African staff complement, meaning although the business is not South African owned, you'll be losing all these jobs if relief is not offered. And she said that those businesses are welcome to also apply, and they'll be assessed on a case-by-case basis.
Sam Kempenhall, always good talking to you. Thank you for your very informative section with us today that gives SMME owners, I hope, a little bit more information and helps them to sleep a little bit easier tonight. Sam Kempenhall is, of course, a private banker turned wealth coach at TNC Wealth Partners.